finally made it to the supermarket. I should have taken a different route. The traffic was horrible. But, oh well, let's see here. I need toilet paper, some ribs, and... Oh, maybe I should pick up a new squeaky toy for the pups. Since they chewed up the last... Oh my gosh, I am so sorry. I wasn't looking where I was going. Wait, I know you. You're him. I mean, you're you. Didn't we used to date back in high school? Oh my gosh, I knew it. Oh my goodness, it's been such a long time since we've seen each other. How have you been? Huh. That's so good to hear. Huh? Oh, my hair? Oh, well, yeah. I did always wear it up back then. I don't know. I was just always so self-conscious about how damn curly it was, but I think after a few years, I finally came to actually like the curls. Huh? Oh, you think it's cute? Oh, thank you. But I guess you haven't changed that much at all, have you? Though you're still so damn handsome, though. Well, yes, now that you mention it, you have gotten a bit taller, haven't you? I remember way back when we were still dating in high school, we used to be the same height, I think. You're a bit more muscled than back then as well. Goodness, seeing you again, it really takes me back. I remember we'd always eat lunch together and, well, to be fair, we basically did everything together. We'd skip class together and go hang out by the river and, oh man, and that day that the teacher called both of our parents, and we both got grounded. Ah, but that didn't stop us, did it? No, we still just snuck out to see each other. Oh, man, I just had the best time with you. But after graduation, you broke up with me. Then you went to a different university. I remember that day like it was yesterday. I remember you telling me that it never would have worked between us with the distance. God, I felt my entire world crash down around me that day. Truth be told, I missed you so, so much. I'm sorry. No, it's okay. I understood why you did it. I mean, you did tell me that, you know, you always wanted to be an engineer, so... I guess I was probably just gonna only hold you back. Huh? What? I wasn't holding you back? You were just worried about the distance and it being a distraction for us? But you weren't a distraction to me at all. Even if we continued our relationship in different universities, I still would have tried my best, because I knew that you would be waiting for me on the other side. I don't know, I didn't expect you to break up with me so suddenly. Huh? Oh, no, look, no, listen, you don't have to apologize. But, hey, it was really nice, you know, finally getting a chance to talk to you again after all these years. But, I should probably just get going, so... Really? Your place? To catch up? Well, sure, but the whole reason I'm here is because my fridge is empty, so... how about we go back to your place and order out my treat? Oh, yeah. Your family does own that little eatery, doesn't it? Oh, man, I haven't gotten pizza from there in forever. Yeah, all right. Yeah, let's head back to your place now. I'm starving. That was delicious. Your family's pizza is better than I remember. Hey, you remember that day before your mom and pop opened their shop and we came home from school and there was just so many pans of pizza? Yeah, they were scattered all across the dining room table and the kitchen counters. And when we got into the kitchen, it was just your parents arguing about which ingredients would be best in their pizza sauce. Oh my god, I don't think I've ever eaten so much pizza at once. Huh? Yeah. The memories are really, really good. Hey, I know this might be a weird question, but, do you ever, you know, miss us? Like, us being together, stuff like that. You do? No, I do too, I guess that was one thing I always really liked about you. You were always just so honest. Well, I mean, if you really missed us, then I'm sorry if this is a bit forward, but is it okay if I maybe did this? You really have missed this, haven't you? You missed our lips touching. Oh, as we caress each other's bodies like this. Hey, again, I'm really sorry about being a little forward, but I think... I think I'm gonna need a little more than this. Is that okay? Oh, do I sound a little needy? Oh. Well, maybe I am. But I think it's just, I'm coming to realize that I really, really loved you, and honestly, I think I still do. So if that makes me a little needy, then won't you help me out a little, please? Only if I call you daddy. Oh, so you've gotten a little kinkier since we were together. Have you? Then yes. Please. Please, daddy. Won't you help your baby girl feel really good? Oh, yes. Please. Please go ahead and play with my breasts. Oh, it feels so good. But I know you can tell as my nipples get hard in your palm. Oh, come on, daddy. I'm so wet for you. My pussy is soaked. Come on. Oh, won't you take me? Come on. Take me right here on the couch. Please. Come on. Come on and pull out that big cock, daddy. Oh, your baby girl needs it so much. Oh, come on. Oh, just let me show you. Oh, just how well this tight little pussy can milk you. Oh. Yeah, I want it. Please. Please. Please fuck me. Come on. Come on, don't tease me. I need it. Come on. You know I need this. I'll do anything. Anything. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Yes, please. Oh, God, please fuck me. Oh, fuck me until daddy's satisfied. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can feel daddy's thick cock. Oh, just throbbing so deep in my belly. Oh, God. Oh, fuck you. Oh, God, I've needed this. No, I've missed it so much. Oh, God. Oh, you have no idea how long I've been craving this. Oh, fuck. Yes. No. Oh, I've been so lonely without you. Oh, for all this time. Oh, God. Oh, I never imagined. Oh, I never imagined the day that you'd come back to the city. Oh, God. Oh, honestly. Oh, I thought I lost you forever. Oh, but to have you here. No. Oh, here. Right now. Oh, just thrusting inside of me. Oh, God. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, so very, very happy. Oh, please. Please, Daddy, I want you to fill me up with all of that cum.